Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Going to get to Jeff Hathorne in just a moment here, Ron. Big news in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick finally got a tryout with the Raiders, and according to Ian Rappaport, went well, yes?
Yeah, I guess. I have no problem with somebody trying him out. I guess he went to Seattle a couple years ago, was the only other team that even gave him a sniff. We know how bad quarterback play is. Now the question is he going to still be able to find his game after being away so long?
Yeah.
I have no problem bringing him in. I would have no problem signing him. I think the everybody talks about his baggage. But I think opinions have turned since he first kneeled all those years ago. And I think Jim Harbaugh bringing him back to Michigan for that tryout of some sort helped him too. I have no problem if somebody signs him.
Yeah, I can't imagine what would be the problem unless a team thought it would be a huge distraction. But other than that, why wouldn't you try him out? For me.
And he said he's willing to be a backup. And, you know, if he's willing to do that, he's probably better than a lot of backups in the league.
Josh Johnson played a game last year. Tim Boyle, Cooper Rush, and even Mike White of the Post-Gazette played a game last year, Ron. So I think they might be onto something. I bet he can still play. Jeff Hathorne is on the Nemecolon fan hotline, the fan's very own Jeff Hathorne. Jeff, we got confirmation there's no Deontay Johnson. What's happening here? Is he trying to make a statement?
So, yeah, we finally can confirm that Deontay is not here. What we can tell you is, you know, is what Chase Claypool told us, is that he's working hard. He wouldn't say where, but I think we can infer that he is making a statement, even though these are voluntary and they can't hold him anything against him. He's a guy who's always at every practice and is, if not the first, one of the first to be out there and one of the last to leave. So, This is a major change for the way he has approached his first couple of years of his pro career. So I think it's safe to say that, he is making a statement that he would like a new contract.
Isn't it interesting? Didn't Claypool say, this is Claypool saying, I needed to be here, two new quarterbacks, yet he said, it doesn't matter so much for Deontay. Little contradiction there, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to back up his teammate. And I give Claypool credit. I mean, for all the things that are said about him, and some are true, he is here and he's working with the young guys. And I'm sure, listen, we all see competition in all walks of life. He knows that George Pickens was brought in and that they play very similar games, and that he's going to have a contract coming up at some point. So I'm sure for Chase that got him, you know, got his attention. I think he would have been here anyhow, given the circumstances with new quarterbacks, but I don't think that hurts that room.
All right, there have been various reports. T.J. Watt, I teased to this coming into this segment, said that Kendrick Green looks bigger, stronger. Najee Harris apparently has taken on a bit of a new look. Have you noticed with both those guys? And who else has sort of changed their appearance in a way?
Well, I can tell you from Najee's standpoint, I mean, he was amazing. I thought the minute that he walked onto the field his rookie year, I mean, just his size, and he's gotten even a little bit bigger this year, and not in a like, oh my gosh, like he's going to be slow, but he's still quick and thick. and, you know, that jumps out at you. As for Kendrick Green, you know, he looks a little bit different. I think there isn't anything, at least to me, that says, wow. And they're not in the type of drills where they're doing, you know, live hitting. So it's hard to know how much difference his off-season work will make. I can tell you that through the first 3 days of OTAs, at least the ones that we were allowed to be at, he has not been with the first team offensive line.
Getting back to Claypool, you know, how did he come across? Because he was very much a polarizing figure last year. I saw his one quote, something about people were going to say I was terrible, but he said, I got to learn from my mistakes.
Yeah, and he was kind of what we've seen from him over the first couple of years. He was very defensive about the criticism that he's had, saying, you know, that if you look at the numbers, they're very similar to his first year, but that, you know, that he's getting hammered. And he said, not that there are things that I don't, you know, there are things that I need to work on. I know I have that, but that he wasn't terrible last year. He did acknowledge that he is working on changing when he catches a deep ball and just automatically going to the ground, that being able to catch it, stay on your feet and keep going. That is something that he did say he is working on being better this year. And, you know, when you're watching these OTAs, it's hard to tell. I mean, they're going through drills. They know they're not going to get hit. So to really glean too much into any of that, we'll kind of see as the season, or at least the training camp begins here in a couple, 2 months.
Our very own Jeff Hathorn on the line. Okay, what have you noticed about the quarterback rotation over the first 2 or 3 days here? Little tidbits you might have noticed. What's happening with these guys?
So of what I can tell you, and the video has not changed from Tuesday as far as the quarterback order. I put out a video on Twitter today just to kind of show everybody that the order remains the same. So I think, and I'm trying not to violate rules, I will say this from what I've heard from a couple of players, especially James Daniels. Mitch is very comfortable and confident, even with little knowledge of this offense. He has come in and looked like a leader and been a leader early on. Now, does that mean he's going to get the job? No, they're playing in shorts in May. But I thought that was an interesting tidbit that he's kind of come in and assume that role and isn't, you know, backing down to anybody or worried seemingly about Kenny Pickett or, to a lesser extent, Mason Rudolph.
Well, you said confident. How about Mason Rudolph's confidence? He said he thinks it's his job, right? That he knows the offense and he's been around here the longest.
He
sounds like he's not throwing in the towel, even though the rest of us have thrown it in for him.
And nor should he. I mean, and, you know, what is he going to say?
Right.
Should he come out and say that, oh, I'm done here? But I think the positive thing is he's not belly aching. Like, he's just going through his normal routine. He's, you know, he doesn't seem that much different than what we've seen in the past from his demeanor. He's not a rah-rah guy. He's not a guy that's going to go, you know, have a lot of jokes with guys. Like, he comes, does his job, and does everything he's supposed to do and does it in a pretty quiet way.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, gents.
Good stuff, man. We'll talk to you again as this
week one
OTA evolves.
Week one in the books. They still got 3 next week, 3 the week after, and then the 3 days of mandatory minicamp.
Ron, there was the passing of a legendary actor.
Yeah, I'm crushed by this one. Ray Liotta, age 67. Apparently in his sleep, he was in the Dominican Republic doing a filming and died in his sleep. 67.
Wow.
You know, yeah, I remember him from Goodfellas, obviously.
Incredible movie.
And then he was also in Field of Dreams, remember?
Of course,
I mean, I've
yes.
seen him in those commercials, the bourbon commercials.
Yes.
He just has a presence.
Very captivating.
He had a presence about him. And, man, it saddens me because I was a big fan of his in 67.
Me too, man. Me too. Coming up.
R.I.P. Ray Liotta.
Let's wrap it up with some predictions or a prediction for tonight. Maybe two. Maybe we'll do two.
There's 2 games tonight, isn't there?
Yes, and we will predict them. And also, we've written a script here for our friend Falsey. he's going to pretend he's auditioning to endorse a stable. Shelby Cassesi revealed an amazing story from Cook and Joe history. I'll tell you what that story was, involving our old friend Horse and then his protege, so to speak, Folsy back here, Ron. So he's going to do what amounts to an audition, and you and I are going to judge him, okay?
Who wrote the script?
I did.
Okay, so you're
going to... You don't have to take any responsibility
for
the script.
But you're going to judge the commercial based on the fact that you wrote
it. Well, it's not the
writing.
Are
you talking about his presentation?
The writing is spectacular, as I think you'll hear. The presentation
and how... In your own humble opinion, the writing is tremendous.
How Folsy auditions is what will be judged. Are you practicing already, Folsy?
Yes, I did practice a little bit, but I was just catching up with Jeff because he says there has been a change with the OTAs and the minicamp schedule. So
yes.
He was saying that next week is there one more week of OTAs next week. Then the week after that is mandatory minicamp for 4 days.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, they changed that.
I wonder why would they eliminate a week of OTAs?
I have no idea.
Because usually, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Thank you, Folsy.
Well, we'll find out sooner rather than later who's there for mandatory minicamp.
I think he's nervous, Ron. His audition is next, and I think he's nervous. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.